rest of the story. About a light that wouldn't go out. Jimmy Robinson looked forward to Christmas time each year for 1,000 reasons, but for one in particular, the lighting of the old Christmas tree bulb. For of all his parents' holiday decorations, the most special was a strand of Christmas lights with a score of replacement bulbs on it, but one original one. One colored light bulb that had come with the set, which had continued to burn brightly season after season. There was no mistaking that one bulb. It was the very last one on the string. And it was slightly different from the newer ones in shape, in hue, in the aura it gave off, an indefinable, almost magical something about it. So for Jimmy Robinson, Christmas time carried with it a unique anticipation. He and his daddy would bring home their Christmas tree, and daddy would get out the ornaments and the lights, and then before any other decoration was removed from the big dusty cardboard box, that one old strand of tree lights would be taken out, and as Jimmy held his breath, wishing hard, daddy would ceremoniously plug in the plug, and each and every season, that last light on the string, that only original bulb left, would light up and shine as brightly as ever before. All of the other bulbs in the set had been replaced, some of them more than once. But the very last light continued to glow for the Robinson family each Christmas. Something like a dear and ageless relative dropping in for the holidays. Well, that was many Christmases past. Over the seasons since Jimmy grew up, he left hometown Baldwin, Missouri, to see what lay beyond. He is Major James Robinson now, a chaplain in the United States Army, stationed in Arizona. One night, this December, he received a telephone call from back home in Baldwin from his father, Walter Robinson. He has received that same phone call each Christmas time since he left home. And the news this year was the same as always. Told in the same delighted, excited voice. It lighted up again, son. That same old Christmas light, it's still burning bright. But this is the rest of the story. Medical science is now only beginning to comprehend the power of mind over malady. The way a patient thinks can, to varying degrees, steer the course of any disease, multiple sclerosis in particular. In fact, there's such a demonstrable cause and effect between one's mental attitude and MS that doctors were once reluctant to diagnose it for fear of worsening the disease with the news. Conversely, perhaps no other illness responds so quickly or so dramatically to hope. Jim Robinson's dad, Walter, has MS. In its course, there are ups and downs, and yet no up any higher than the exhilaration from an annual ritual in which a solitary Christmas tree light continues to defy the dark. One brave little light ablaze each Christmas, and the one event to which he looks forward all the long year. Ever since the strand was purchased by Jim Robinson's grandfather in 1918, 75 Christmases ago. And now you know the rest of the story.